Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com. Welcome to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD, where we talk about anything farm, fresh, and food-related. My name is Sarah Severson. Over the past few weeks, we've been talking with local and state conservation professionals, along with local farmers and producers, to give you, our listener, a better understanding of what conservation means, how it pertains to you, and how our leaders and communities are tackling today's biggest challenges to our natural resources. As part of our ongoing series, today we're talking with Clint Evans, Colorado State Conservationist for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS. Welcome to the show, Clint.
Thank you, Sarah. It's great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. So tell us a little bit of the history of NRCS to start out with, what the Natural Resources Conservation Service's history is.
All right. A little bit about the history. As most people know, it started as the Soil Conservation Service back in the late 1930s after the Dust Bowl.
So
it's evolved since then. And then in the mid-1990s, they changed the name from Soil Conservation Service to the Natural Resources Conservation Service. But throughout the history of the agency, essentially our mission and our goal purpose has been to work with private farmers and ranchers to help them solve resource-related issues on their private lands, addressing whether it's soil erosion, water quality, rangeland health, things like that.
Okay, great. And I know there's a range of programs. I think I counted 12 on the Colorado NRCS site. So give us a kind of a taste of each of those programs or some of those programs.
All right, I'll just highlight a few. The Environmental Quality Incentive Program, or EQIP is what folks call it for short, is kind of our flagship program right now. We use it to address a variety of resource concerns, especially here in the western part of the state of Colorado. The salinity program is the biggest part of that funding here in the state. The Conservation Stewardship Program is another one of our conservation programs where folks are rewarded for ongoing conservation efforts, and they can get enhancement activity payments for taking their farming and ranching activities to a higher level. So say if you're doing a grazing system and you want to go to a more intensive rotational grazing system, then you can get an enhancement activity payment. Or if you're managing your nutrients on your cropland, you can get enhancement activity payments for going to GPS related nutrient application, things like that.
And are these programs mainly for large scale producers, meaning like 10 acres or more, 100 acres or more? Is it also apply to small scale producers?
We work with all producers of all sizes. So everybody down to a half acre, the truck farmers, all the way up to the large commercial farmers, you know, more in the eastern part of the state where they're farming thousands of acres of wheat, corn, alfalfa. We do the whole gamut.
Wow. And how do these programs come about? Are they driven from the communities that they're providing support to, or how does NRCS decide what program to add in?
Somewhat, you know, the Farm Bill programs are developed through Congress, and so it comes from folks like our local conservation districts, agricultural groups, when they go and talk to their congressional representatives about what programs they need at the local level, and then those get sort of woven into the overall fabric of the Farm Bill, and that's what develops our programs.
And have you seen, I know you're down here in the Southwest looking at some programs today and tomorrow. What kind of programs are you seeing here in the southwest region of Colorado?
Okay, we'll be looking at some irrigation projects related to the EQIP and the salinity program here in southwest Colorado, as well as I'm here to kick off a working with a Native American workshop down in Toyoak. And so we're actually going to be touring some of the farming operations on the Ute Reservation here in the next couple of days to kind of see what some of their needs are with their irrigation infrastructure and also with their cropping systems.
And has NRCS helped Ute Mountain Ute with some of those irrigation projects currently, or are you looking into helping them out?
We have helped them some in the past, and then we're looking in to see where we can go in the future.
Okay, great. Now, you talked a little bit about conservation districts. How do they factor into the work that you do?
So our local conservation districts are a key partner around the state and around the country, really. That's where we get locally led conservation boards. Those are local farmers and ranchers that, represent the folks in their area, and they help us implement our programs by helping us establish ranking criteria for how we evaluate our applications for our programs, as well as, most importantly, what those local resource concerns are.
Okay. Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. Today we have in the studio with us Clint Evans, Colorado State Conservationist for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS. So, Clint, I know you're from Kansas originally, and then you spent some time in Idaho before coming to Colorado as the state conservationist here. So tell me a little bit about where your love for conservation and agriculture started, where that came from.
I guess it started, I was raised in South Central Kansas, a little town of Kiowa. Grew up in town, but my grandmother's farm was just a few miles away, and so it was a diversified crop and livestock operation, and it started from there. We spent every afternoon, every weekend out there on the farm with my grandmother, and my folks were intricately involved in that operation, and so it started there. And then as I worked my way up through high school in the VOAG courses, and then attended Kansas State University and got a degree in agriculture. So yeah, it's just evolved over time, and I actually worked in the private ranching industry in Northeast Oklahoma for about 5 years after graduating K-State, and that's where I actually got acquainted with the NRCS, and we had interim equip contracts on that ranch, and got acquainted with the DC, liked what they were doing, and decided to pursue a career.
And what do you notice, having spent a lot of time in Kansas in the Midwest, and then also your time in Idaho and now in Colorado, compare and contrast those two areas, the Midwest and then, the Rocky Mountain region, in terms of agriculture and conservation? What do you see going on in both those areas?
I'd say the biggest thing is drought. In both of those regions, here in the West as well as back home in the Midwest, drought has been a huge impact to our farmers and ranchers. And I think folks have always tried to manage for drought, but the droughts seem to have been more extreme or lasted longer than I remember them when I was younger. And so I think that learning how we manage our water or how we conserve our water are going to be keys as we move in the future.
And are you seeing some innovative projects pop up to address that drought?
Yeah, we're seeing some folks look at, more no-till type cropping systems kind of in the high plains and as we get into the Midwest. And then here in the western regions, folks are looking at getting more and more efficient irrigation systems. That way they can divert less water out of our rivers and streams and apply it more efficiently when and where they need it.
I know no-till has been a topic on our show in the past, and we've heard it being applied on a small scale in this area. So are you saying in the Midwest they're applying no-till on some of those huge acreage farms?
Yeah, absolutely. There's folks that have been practicing no-till type conservation, I'd say for the last 15 to 20 years on large-scale commercial farm operations, growing mostly small grains, wheat, corn, soybeans, etc.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. We're back with more of the Big Fat Farm Show on KSJD. I'm Sarah Severson, your host, and I'm talking with Clint Evans, Colorado State Conservationist for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS. So let's talk a little bit about, you've been in this position as the state conservationist for Colorado since February.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Yeah. So it's a relatively new position for you, but I know you're coming from a wealth of experience in Idaho and also in Kansas. Tell us what you see as the biggest challenge facing Colorado in terms of conservation.
I think two things. as we were previously talking about drought and water management, I think as we move into the future with growing demands on our water supply for municipal uses as well as agricultural uses, I really think how we manage our water and most efficiently use it on our farms and ranches is going to be key in the future. That's huge. And then also, you know, flying in here today, seeing all the beetle-killed forest around Wolf Creek Pass and Pagosa Springs and on over, you know, I think as we look at our forest lands in the state, I think that's going to be another huge challenge of how we manage those private forest lands and work with our other federal sister agencies like the U.S. Forest Service and the Colorado State Forestry to help improve those forest lands, and whether it be wildfire mitigation or just improving the overall forest ecology on some of those forest lands. I think that's a huge challenge.
Great. And tell us about an inspiring program or a story that you've heard or a program that you've seen recently that's really sparked your interest in terms of innovative concepts.
You know, there's been an ongoing partnership between the NRCS, the Conservation District there in Jefferson County. They're housed there in our Lakewood office with us at our state office. The State Forestry and the U.S. Forest Service are all involved, and they've done a pretty innovative project there where they're helping private forest landowners go in and remove some of that decadent undergrowth to help mitigate wildfires and protect that private property as well as enhance the overall health of the forest. That I thought that was one of our really cool projects I've seen here in the state to date.
So I'm seeing, you know, NRCS feels like it has this very vast scope of things that you're doing between farmers and producers and landowners and wildlands. It seems like a large territory to cover. How do you do that effectively and efficiently?
Well, you know, a lot of it comes down to partnerships. You know, we have a lot of conservation partners between our local conservation districts around the state, other private organizations, you know, NGOs, state, Colorado Parks and Wildlife is a huge partners of ours, as well as, you know, our sister agency, the Farm Service Agency, Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management. You know, we got to work with all of those conservation organizations and conservation-minded groups to address that broad breadth, because it's everything from greater sage grouse in the northwest to lesser prairie chicken in the southeast. And so, yeah, it's a huge umbrella to cover, but it takes all those helping hands to get it done.
And how, you know, if there's a local landowner, farmer, producer listening right now that's heard about a program that NRCS offers, what's the best way for them to get involved or get more information about that program?
You know, here locally in Cortez, Joel Lee is our district conservationist here at the local field office, and I'd say get a hold of Joel or his staff or anyone on the local conservation district staff would be the best way to learn about the programs.
I know a lot of folks in this locale have benefited from the High Tunnel program that was happening. So tell us a little bit about that, where that program is right now and what's been happening with that around the state.
All right. The seasonal high tunnel program came about through the Environmental Quality Incentive Program, and it's to help smaller scale agricultural producers extend that growing season and also solve resource issues they may have been having as they're trying to grow those crops, you know, out in open fields. And so, yeah, it's been hugely successful across the state and I think across the country.
Hmm. What do you see the future for NRCS in Colorado? What do you think that looks like?
You know, I don't know. 3.5 months here, I've got a lot of ideas and getting a lot of input from a lot of our partners. And I really think as far as the future looks bright in that we've got strong partnerships. We've got a lot of people that have similar goals in mind, whether it be water conservation or forestry or things on our regular farms and ranches, especially out in the high plains. A lot of folks with common goals coming together. So I think the future is bright.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Clint Evans, Colorado State Conservationist for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS. Clint, let's go back to some of those programs that we saw that I looked at the website and that we know that are available for folks. What are some of the ones, what's one of the ones that's being used most often around the state?
I think the two biggest programs is EQIP, the Environmental Quality Incentive Program, as well as CSP, the Conservation Stewardship Program. Those are our two flagship programs. And then we also have our Agricultural Conservation Easement Program. And it was prior to the 2014 Farm Bill, we had a grassland reserve program, a farm and ranch land protection program, as well as a wetland reserve program. Those have all been rolled under the umbrella of the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program. And so we have a lot of land trusts around the state and other partners that help implement those conservation easements on those agricultural lands. And the primary goal there is to keep those working lands as working lands and preserve whatever wildlife habitat and agricultural interests are there at the present time.
So instead of those lands sort of being turned into suburbs or housing developments, they stay as agricultural production or conservation.
Correct.
For wildlands. Yeah. And then is NRCS helping at all? I know there's a lack of young farmers or producers to take over those agricultural lands. Is that something that the NRCS is involved in at all?
You know, we haven't been largely involved in that. Our sister agency, the Farm Services Agency, has a really nice program to help younger farmers sort of get into the active farming with an older producer that's looking to retire. But we will certainly help them with technical assistance and conservation planning, but we really don't have anything in place to help them actually make that transition.
Okay. Well, if people want more information about NRCS or some local programs, tell them where they can go in terms of a website or a phone number.
All right. They can go to our NRCS website, and I apologize. I don't know it off the top of my head.
Just Google NRCS.
Google NRCS, and they'll get it. That'd be the best place to start, and there is a link to find their local field offices via the Colorado homepage.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for your time today, Clint.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
That was Clint Evans, Colorado State Conservationist for the Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS. You can listen to the full podcast of this production or any other Big Fat Farm Show interviews at ksjd.org. Tune in 2 weeks for another edition of the Big Fat Farm Show. I'm Sarah Severson, your host, signing off saying, friend a local farmer this week. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.